This call is being recorded.
Now remaining in your tube of protective white light, take a few moments and focus on your breathing. As you take deep breaths in, breathing in the light, and exhale out any tension, stress, negativity of any kind. Just let that go out with the exhalation of your breath. As you focus more and more within yourself, finding the center within yourself. Take another deep breath now, breathe in the light, hold it for a few seconds. And exhale out any darkness. Breathe in the light. And exhale out any darkness. One more time, breathe in the light. And exhale out the darkness. Now put your attention in your etheric body, in your energy body. And become aware of all of those energy centers within yourself, those energy chakra centers, all the 9 chakras now that have become reactivated in the lightworking community. Become aware of those and that they're in perfect alignment along your spinal cord, all the way up from the bottom, below the bottoms of your feet, all the way up just above your head. And their respective colors within each chakra center. And with each respective color, know that there is vibration within those chakra centers as well. Vibration and consciousness within your chakra centers. So starting from the bottom, visualize the first chakra just below your feet, the Earth Star chakra, is that perfect earth brown color. Deep, dark earth brown. Then moving up the base of the spine, red. Deep red color. An orange. Then a brilliant yellow, bright yellow. In the solar plexus area, in the heart center, deep blue-green. Just above the heart center, the high heart center, which has also become reactivated, magenta. And then the chakra at the throat area, sky blue. Then the third eye center in the middle of the forehead, purple or indigo, and the crown chakra at the top of the head, gold or violet or silver. And then finally, the soul star chakra just above your head, pure brilliant white. Now, if you focus on all of those chakra centers in perfect alignment with their respective colors and see all of those colors coming alive, high intensity colors. Visualize all of those chakras now, all of those chakras and the colors all up along your spinal cord. And the resulting expression that comes from combining all of those chakras at their highest intensity, which creates the brilliant pure white as the soul star chakra, and all of this merging in to your soul star chakra, as if all of the chakras came together, rising up and came together in your soul star chakra, just above your head, and the brilliant white light shooting out in all directions. And know that whenever anyone has seen those holy ones, what they call the holy ones, where they have that glow above their head, what they call the halo, this is what it is. This is the culmination, the coming together of all the chakra centers in the etheric body, and in the body of light, or the body, the energy body. Now see this brilliant white light shooting out in all directions from your soul star chakra. Let yourself now, your conscious knowing self, move up into your forehead, looking out through the third eye, as if you were looking out through a window or a doorway out into the astral world. And let yourself exit out now through that doorway, through that third eye, into the astral realm. And feel yourself, be aware of yourself being next to your physical body, outside of the physical body. Then let yourself begin to rise up. And as you rise up, see your physical body now falling below you, further and further below you as you rise higher and higher up into the clouds, into the sky, all the way until you pass the Earth's atmosphere. And you can now look down at the Earth and watch as the white light from your soul star chakras begins to move out from in all directions and connecting with all of those other light working community throughout the planet, whether consciously or unconsciously, connecting with their soul star chakras, and all of the soul star chakras connecting all over the planet. See this happening. See that light spreading in this manner, connecting with each other, one to the other, to the next, as if each was raised, clasping hands and connecting hands across the planet, energy hands, connecting across the planet. See the visualization of that. See all coming together as one across the planet, unity consciousness coming together, becoming one, and surrounding the planet, filling the planet with white light, white brilliant light, white light of the source within each and every one across the planet. This is the source light that comes out and spreads out to all areas of the planet. And beyond the planet, below the planet, beyond the planet, see it spreading everywhere, shooting out up into the atmosphere, into all of the planets of the solar system, connecting all. See all of the planets, the sun, everything connected with the Earth, all as one white light. And if you were looking at it from outside of the solar system now, you would see it as one brilliant connecting white light, connecting all of the planets, the sun, the Earth. And also now be aware of the light from the great central sun of the universe shooting down, connecting all of the great suns of all of the galaxies across the planet, all of the central suns of the galaxies connecting with this light from the source and moving down through all of the beings of light throughout that are surrounding the Earth, through this sun of this solar system and to the Earth. And the white light from source and the white light from source within the Earth as well, within all of the people of the planet, connecting as one, creating one brilliant light that if you were looking at it now from beyond this galaxy, you would see it as the entire galaxy now filling with light. So first it was the Earth, then it was the solar system, then it's the galaxy. And the entire galaxy filling with brilliant light everywhere. Dissolving all darkness in all places, no matter where it is, all becoming as light. See this brilliant light spreading everywhere, being everywhere. And wherever there is light, there cannot be darkness. It is not possible. For light will always illuminate any dark surfaces, no matter what. So see that happening now, all of the dark dissolving, becoming illuminated, no longer in the shadows. Whatever ones still hold the darkness within them, still attempting to be within the shadows, they can no longer be that because light brings them out of the shadows. The light illuminates all. Love illuminates all. Now, as a result of this, see what happens. What a few people collectively, as yourselves in this group, and all of those that are connecting in this way, again, consciously or unconsciously, how we can all make a difference. How light and love and truth can spread everywhere. Wherever there is truth brought forward, there can no longer be falsehoods. There can no longer be lies. The truth shall prevail everywhere. And the truth shall indeed set all free. Now let yourselves begin to find your way back to your physical form. Coming back into your physical form, and as you do so, bring that brilliant white light from Source. Bring it back into you. Connecting with the Source light within you, within your physical body now as well. And see all areas of your body filling with light. No more areas of darkness within your body either. See all becoming light within you. And light shooting through all of your bloodstream, everywhere, wherever there would be any spots that would hold back the energy, see them becoming free. All of the meridians in your body freely flowing with energy. You are an energy body. You are a body of light. So see yourself as that body of light. And continue to see yourself as that body of light moving on after this meditation. Moving on from here. In all moments, know and understand that you are a body of light. That is just simply having an expression, a matter expression in this life. You are light within the body. Now let yourselves come back into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. And I am Saint Germain. I come at this time. As things continue to move along, and as you continue to understand that everything is indeed the bigger picture, more and more of you, more and more of the collective you are beginning to understand that, that this is the larger picture. This is the part of the larger plan here, and everything is indeed happening for a reason. So even as you look out and see those many things that are occurring, many things that are occurring within the 3D matrix, the matrix of illusion, knowing full well that this is an illusion. It is a movie. It is a show that is being played out in front of you. And for those of you that have the eyes to see and the ears to hear, you know exactly that. You know it is part of the plan and just an illusion for you to watch over, become aware of, but not become a part of, because you are not a part of this. You are far beyond this illusion. There are those, of course, that are attempting to hold on, hold you back, but they know they cannot hold you back any longer. So they only reach out to those that are yet unawakened, trying to hold them to their cause, trying to hold them within their control. But they know they cannot do that much longer either. Have they given up? No. They have not fully given up, for they will certainly not give up until the last one stands. But that is not for you to be concerned about. All that you need to be concerned about is moving ahead, moving on, and letting go of all of those past illusionary understandings, those fears, those hatreds, those jealousies, all of those things that have held you to the illusion, held you to the 3D matrix up until this point, but no longer. And not only is it no longer for you, it is no longer for us as well, because we are seeing what you might call the writing on the wall here, that there are many out there that will not awaken. They will not awaken unless they are jarred free. Jarred free, jarred into their freedom. And they will not go into their freedom until they fully realize that they have not been free. They do not understand that as you understand that. You understand what freedom is all about, but many out there do not understand that. They think they are free, but they realize deep down that they are not, and there is nothing they think they can do about it. But indeed they can, and indeed you can, and indeed we can. So understand that as things continue to move along, there are going to be those times where we are going to step in more and more. When I say we, I am speaking of all of the forces of light, the Alliance, those of the galactic forces, all are coming together in this and are ready to step forward. You have been hearing this from those of the galactic ones that have been speaking with you. They have been saying that they have been ready, are ready to jump at the slightest cause where they can begin to interfere more, begin to intervene more. And those times are coming where this can indeed happen. Will it happen? I cannot say for certain here in terms of what the time frame is, but I can tell you that they are prepared. I can tell you that we, as the ascended ones, are prepared. I can tell you that all of the forces of the Alliance are prepared. Those of your white hats are prepared. They know what is coming, and they have been planning for this for some time now. Even back to the early ancient times, to Atlantis and Lemuria, it goes back way back then, and then it goes back even further to lifetimes and systems and galaxies and planets before this, where those of you, those system busters that you are and continue to be, you have come from there and you are here now once again. And we are all working on this together. So when we are ready to be able to step forward, and that time is coming more and more here, where we can indeed step in and assist you more, because you are asking for it. Those of you, the forces of light and all of you that are the light working, light warriors, the system busters, have been asking for us to step forward more and more. And the more you ask, the more we can do it. And the more that we see that those across the planet that are not awakening in time here, that we can begin to intervene more as well, because they cannot do it for themselves. They need, once again, they need something to jar them free. And that is what this is all about, freedom and the rebirth of your republic, the republic not only of the United States for America, all coming together, but for all of the countries across the planet, all of the people across the planet coming together once again, as it was meant to be and as it shall be, as more and more do awaken, whether they awaken on their own as you have, or whether they need something more special to awaken them. That time is coming. I am Saint Germain, and I leave you now in peace and love and oneness, that you would continue to understand that you are free. You have always been free. You will continue to be free. But in order to hold on to that freedom, there are times when you do need to take action. And that time is coming.
Om Mani Padme Om. Greetings to one who serves here. Shoshana is here. And we are ready to continue with this program that we started some time ago with this group, Your Ancient Awakenings, as well as many other groups that we work with across the entire planet here. The times are coming, certainly, as Saint Germain has given and as others have given previous to this, and through many other sources as well, that the truth is coming forward in many different ways from many different sources. And you are on the crux of that. You are on the ready for the crescendo to begin to develop more and more. And it is developing. It is coming forward. And there is nothing, no thing and nothing that can stop the light from coming forward, the truth from coming forward. Even though they may attempt to do so, those forces of darkness may continue to attempt to do so, they cannot hold back the swell of truth. It is not possible to hold it back, as one cannot hold back an avalanche. Think about that. An avalanche coming down the mountain, snow coming forward, down, 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 becoming greater and greater, more and more momentum coming forward. That is what is happening. And there are those that stand in front of this avalanche of truth now and try to hold it back, but they cannot. It is swelling over them. It is engulfing them in truth, and they cannot hold it back. So understand that. We are ready for your questions here, if you have them.
I have a question.
Yes.
Is there anything you can, any light you can shed on this recent situation that happened with Trump's house being raided by the FBI and an ultimate arrest or indictment? And how long, I know it's all for the good, but can you shed some light on what possibly we could expect and how long this might be drawn out, or if it's just a culmination of the light and needed to happen? Can you shed some light, please?
We can tell you that the light is already being shed. Everywhere that you look upon your alternative news, it is being shed. It is being brought forward that the plan is coming forward here and the truth being revealed. You just need to be ready to understand what that truth is and be able to use your discernment. Does this feel right? Not does it sound right? But does it feel right within you? And whenever you have that, whenever it feels right, you know it is right. and it is part of the plan. However it works out here, and we are not at liberty to say how it will work out or when it will finally come to a culmination here, but as the Saint Germain has said and others have said previous to this, you are at that crescendo. It is coming here now. You are at the finish line, as Sananda is famous for saying here. So be at peace, my friends. Be at peace, because you are ready here to witness a great change over that is in process. We have said this also before. The changeover is coming. It is greatly moving from the old third dimensional illusion and the matrix into the higher fourth and fifth dimensional expression. And you are in that changeover right now, in the midst of it. So do not be concerned about the happenstance or what is being shown to you as part of the movie. Just know that it is part of the movie, and the movie will have an end. Do not for any moment think that it will not. Shoshana, do you have anything you have here?
We will share here. May we share, okay, your sister?
Yes.
The incident that has occurred has unleashed the will of the people. It has awoken many. It has caused great concern. A great backlash will occur. Those that know the truth will come forward in droves now and unleash their fervor upon those that have caused this to happen. So it is a good thing. It is a great thing, and it will unite many. Namaste.
Very good, yes. Would there be further questions here? Anything further?
This is Gina. Yes. You know, I had an incident this morning as I was walking on my walk. I approached these two, it's actually three trees combined by the root. There's two twins on one, and then the third one is connected with a big root sticking out. You know, you could see the whole wood across the grass. Anyway, so there's a little opening there, and I always go and stand between them, and I hold on to them. I greet them by name. And I hold on to them. I put my palm on a smooth area, and I feel them. I feel the love just flowing into me. And we've been grounding together now for maybe over 2 weeks. And we ground down to Gaia, and we ground up to Mother, Father, God, and the Great Central Sun. So we reach up and reach down, and I feel them taking me down with them, with their roots. I ask them to. And I feel that as we start the process, and then we ground into the the fifth dimensional crystalline grid and the Christ conscious and all the grids, and then we say we are connecting heaven and earth, you know, three times. So every time we do that, I feel a lot of swirling of the air just getting stronger and stronger, and then it's gushing through us in that between the two trees. I feel so much air gushing through us. Through me, and I start to walk away backwards to say goodbye, and I love them, and I'll watch you when you watch me. I always say that to them, and I love you. I'll see you later, because I come twice a day. And as I'm walking backwards, so much air is gushing through their leaves. And then today I looked around, and none of the other trees were barely moving. Maybe one far away was a little bit of breeze, but these, you could hear the leaves gushing. What was that? I thought to myself, is this a vortex? My God. So I'm asking you.
We believe that you already know the answer to this, but we will share here that you are certainly a nature spirit. You have that deep within yourself as you come from the elemental kingdom and have certainly been a part of that many times previous to coming into a human evolution here. So you are very connected to the earth. You are very connected to the trees and the plants and the sky and everything about the earth you are connected to, because you are certainly a part of it. All are a part of it, but you have that conscious connection to your connection to the earth here and to being a nature spirit. So yes, you are correct in that they were acknowledging you directly here. And for those that have eyes to see, and you have the eyes to see, so you were able to see their way of communicating to you. Okay, Shoshana, do you have anything you add here?
We agree with all that you have said, and we would say the same things that you just gave as the explanation for this one, but we would like to share a little bit further. May we share, dear sister?
Yes, please.
We will just say, wow, that is amazingly beautiful and so much a demonstration of the oneness. And they indeed acknowledge you as one with them. And we just say, wow, that is amazing. And we profoundly acknowledge you for coming forth and allowing the oneness to be imbued in you and these others that you call trees, but they are beings. They are beings just like you. Namaste.
Yes, it is all about consciousness coming together as one. And all of you that are on this call and all of you that resonate to these words are a part of this. You can all have an experience such as this. It does not have to be quite so profound at this point. It will become so in the times ahead. We can tell you that. But you can, as you focus on nature, focus on the trees and the sky and everything, you can feel yourself becoming a part of this. And then they will speak back to you. In very much in the way that this one that asked this, where they spoke to her, they will speak to you in terms of the leaves blowing and that kind of thing, where nothing else is doing so around it. They will speak to you if you are ready to listen. Okay?
I call them our angel trees. I don't call them trees. I call them our angel trees. They're all angels. And I brought them all in from across the world. I asked that all of them join us. So it was very powerful today. Thank you.
Very good. Yes. Would there be other questions here?
Wendy, sir.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, this is Celia, and I have a question. I would like to know, what is the relationship between these two events? The FBI raided ex-President Trump or President Trump's house at the same time that it was the time to be released to the public eye the Hunter Biden files. And one thing has overshadowed the other, because I understand the Hunter Biden computer files are very incriminating. So can you share any relationship between these two, or if it's...
We can tell you that those particular files that you are speaking of, yes, they are very incriminating, as you are saying, and have been held back from the general public to be able to understand what is in them. But that is coming, and to whether the two are connected, yes, of course they are connected, because it is all part of the greater plan here. All of this is coming together. We cannot tell you directly how they are connected, but just that they are connected. And there will be many things that are coming forward that are going to be revealed even more here. Because
it is important for more and more people across the entire planet, not only here in this country, but the entire planet, to awaken here. And many things are coming forward to reveal those things that need to be brought forward to awaken the public more and more. So, yeah, yes, they are connected, but again, we cannot say directly how. Now, maybe Shoshana can spread more light on this.
We will share here. May we share?
Yes, please.
Dear sister, these are chess moves.
Yes. Yes.
One moves, the other moves. These are chess moves. All is connected. And soon you will see checkmate. Namaste.
Yes.
Great. Thank you.
Well said. Would there be any other questions here?
I have a question.
Yes.
I have been seeing a vision for a long time. Every once in a while I see it's like a backward C, and around the outside of it is a black and white moving, like outside, around the edges. And I saw it again today, and then it turned into what I've never seen before, a perfectly round sphere with the same outside. It's like a bunch of V's, and they just keep moving. Can you, do you have any idea what this is?
First of all, we did not understand the first part of that. What was it?
It looks like a backwards C. Like a C, only
back,
if you...
Oh, backwards C,
backwards,
as in
yes,
your letter C?
The letter C, yes. The letter C. And it has like a boundary around it, like it's like a black and white movement, and it's all moving around. And then today I saw it was like a perfectly round white sphere with this same jagged edge moving around it. Does this mean anything? Can you?
Certainly it has meaning. Has meaning to you here, because you are perhaps ready to be able to begin to see these types of things, or have an understanding of these types of things as geometric figures, and this type of things begin to be revealed to you because of your connection to we will just say a civilization long past here, where there was this connection more and more to geometry, geometric figures, all of the sacred symbols, these type of things. So this appears to be the remembrance of some of this coming back to you here, where though you are not ready to be able to understand what it is you are being shown, because you are attempting to understand it at the third dimensional mind frame here. And that, in that way, you cannot understand it, just like you cannot understand light language from a three-dimensional understanding. But if you go deep within yourself and begin to look beyond the third dimensional mind here, it may be able to begin to reveal what is being shown to you here. But it is more of a feeling, not
right.
So much of an analytical knowing here, but a feeling. Perhaps
okay.
Shoshana can give it.
We wish to ask a question, dear one. May we ask a question?
Sure.
Dear one, how do you feel around this?
How do I feel? Interested. Curious. I don't know what it means. I feel like I don't know what it means. I feel it feels galactic, but maybe it's not. I don't know.
We would say to simply pursue your feelings around this. As you pursue your feelings around this, more will be revealed to you as they are attempting to communicate with you through your own feelings, you see. So just continue to have that curiosity and more will be revealed. Namaste.
Okay. Thank you.
Would there be any other further questions here before we release Shana? Nothing further, then
Can I ask one more?
Yes.
Okay. Maybe you guys can give me a few pointers on my beautiful cherry tree, as long as we were talking about trees earlier. It was split by freezing, I guess, weather all the way down it. I did what they said, which was put some black tarry kind of stuff and wrapped it. But now underneath the wrapping, as we rewrapped it, it's like, it looks like it might have termites or something. I'm wondering what I could possibly do for this baby to help it, and I hope it will be able to survive. And do you have any thoughts on this?
Shoshana, do you have anything you can share on this?
We are attempting to see this situation, and we do not believe that this being will survive. That is what we see.
That is what we also saw here. Yes.
We apologize.
Oh, shoot. So should I let it live out its life? Some are pushing you should cut it down, or what should I do in terms of that?
Here, one, we will share here. May we share?
Yes.
You can continue to allow for nature to take its course. And as in the Buddhist philosophy, that which will happen will happen. If this being fights, if this being learns something beyond what it knows, it may survive. But we would suggest that you simply allow for nature to do what it needs to do. All things return to dust and then grow again to something else. All things rejuvenate eventually. This is not the death of anything. This is simply the transition for this, you see.
Yes.
So do not be sad. Just simply allow. Namaste.
Okay, thank you.
And Shoshana, do you have a parting message here?
We do not.
Very good. Then we will just say here to continue to watch this all as a show or a movie playing out. We have said this many times. You have heard this from many different sources. Just continue to watch it, but do not become involved in it. Just as if you were watching a movie on your television and know that it is not real. It is actors playing their parts, directors moving the play or the movie forward here. That is all that is happening. So see it that way and do not become concerned about what is happening in that third dimensional illusion, because that third dimensional illusion is falling apart. It is coming down. So just know that, and that will help you to continue to keep your vibrations higher and your ensuing consciousness higher as well. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one. All righty. Anybody have any comments, sharing they want to do before we close out the call?